Hi, friend. Good morning.
Hi, do you have a cold?
No.
You've sniffled three times
I know. No, I
already.
know. I know. I know. I know. I
You're
put
just.
on a ton of Tiger Balm.
Okay.
And it's really, you should see my eyes. They're just like just streaming tears.
Perfect.
I know.
Welcome to episode three. Our eyes are just streaming tears. So I'm gonna call episode three. I'm thinking I'm gonna call it. Can we just go over the warm-up plan?
Yes.
No, that's the name of the episode.
Oh, that's it's very good. It's very good. It's very believable. It's really true to life.
And I
I
thought.
really just had a moment where I was like, well, I did go to yoga. I did do all the Tiger Balm. So, yeah, you wanted to talk about the next warm up. Yeah.
And that's what I thought. I want to
Yeah.
start with if you could just talk me through, like, say we're on tour,
Okay.
just a generic example of like a warm-up plan. If you could kind of get through it quickly, like it's not the main focus of the episode.
Fair, fair. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So we're on tour. You're going to want to, I'm going to talk through my own day.
Yeah, talk to your own. Just,
Okay.
and that's part of what I, yeah, go ahead.
So you're going to want to set the alarm. Probably getting up somewhere between like 5:36. You do a yoga warm up, then take a bath, then get layered up and go out in the world. Then we get into the theater, and then now we are in re-warm up number one. So you get your yoga mat out again, and you do like a 15 minute, just enough to really like, do what you need to do in the theater. Tech, move things around, we do what we do. Then comes the dress rehearsal, which is now we're into re-warm up number two, which is maybe a bit more of a serious warm up, let's say 20 minutes. Back on the yoga mat, we do the dress rehearsal, we take a break, we eat, and then we're about to do the show. So now we're into warm up number three. Yeah. And then you're done. I mean, then you should do a cool down back in the hotel later, and probably take a bath.
There's a variety of ways in which we don't fit your traditional what you call dance company structure.
Yeah.
And like there are companies like I don't even know. I can't even think of one.
Yeah.
Like big
Big, one of the
sorry.
big
Like
ones.
the big ones. Like I'm just like
Okay.
but like a big ballet company.
Yeah,
Like
New York City Ballet.
New York City Ballet. Thank you. Perfect. Like they warm up together. Like they all
Yes.
and it's all just like the Rockettes. Like they probably like come in and they warm up together.
Yeah, they probably have a class.
Yeah. But we don't. Like and I feel like this is just a little on you.
Yeah.
Well, 'cause I don't think any of the people we work with are like looking at me for to like lead a warm up.
No, it's true. That's true.
But
Yeah.
you don't lead a warm up. You're not
That's
like
true. I
this is
don't.
what
Yeah.
we should do and this is how we should warm up. You kind of leave everybody to their own thing, right?
Yeah, completely, completely. Yeah. Well, we're working with really amazing people, and I do feel like you hit a point where you just feel like I know what I need. And everybody's role is a little different in the show, and it's such a funny thing. Sometimes I feel like the thing I need is to obsessively go over my preset and make sure I've got things in my pocket and make sure that the balloon is ready. And yeah, there's that.
I don't know that the balloon being ready is
A
really
friend, you've got to have the balloon ready just to make
totally
sure that,
sure, but does that count as warm up or is that just kind of like
Well,
some OCD nervousness?
oh, definitely warm up.
Oh, that count. Okay, so checking that the balloon is in your pocket is part of warm up.
It's part of warm up.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's all, and this is where I think we do depart from a traditional company where I think like every show sort of asks you to do a few different physical things. But then I also think, like the amount of time, I feel like you love this, the amount of time that the dancers will spend on their entrance and exits. Like
When you
so
say
much
I love that.
of it. What I mean by that is that I feel like you're sort of baffled by the amount of time that we'll spend just saying, like, can we start it from the top? And then we sort of start. And instead of getting more than 20 seconds in, we say, like, great, 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 great. Let's go from the top again. I feel like I'm going to start on my right foot. I'm going to, Flannery's going to hold the curtain this time. And I'm going to just walk out with my hands in my pockets.
Yeah. And I want to take, I took 6 steps that time, but I think it's 8 steps would be better. So I have to shorten the length of my steps. So I land there at that musical moment. And I, but it still should be 8 steps. So
Yep. Or the amount of time we'll spend with our chairs, that if we're moving the chairs at some point, we really want to like get comfortable. Like, does this one fold right away? And is it going to snap my finger? Or do I like carry it open? Or do you want to go first? Or I'll go, you know, like this is the weird, the sort of what I think in the dance world we would call the pedestrian moments. But I think in the like real world, people would just say like, you know, moving like a normal person or picking something up. I mean, you know how much, I feel like I spend so much time being like, how am I going to pick this up?
Yeah, yeah. And
as if I haven't picked up anything before in my life.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you remember this, but we went to Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a huge surprise, I think, to us in the year that we...
Yeah.
Like we went to Singapore, we did the running show. It was our first international production of the running show. And many people have asked, why did you choose Singapore? And I think you have the perfect answer for that.
They invited us.
Yeah. So that is why we were there. And we had an amazing time. Like really, truly, totally amazing time. And in the running show, we always work with one dancer who's older, like 70 and older.
Yeah.
And we worked with this person, Stephanie Burridge.
So incredible.
Yeah, and we didn't know her at all. We she just
met at the first rehearsal.
We met at the first rehearsal, flew to the complete other side of the world. I was going to say the antipodes of New York, but I don't think it technically is, but I think it's pretty close. And we met her for the first time, and I always just feel like it's the hardest job in the show is the person who kind of comes in and plays this part and is this part in a way or that we create this part around, because it's very vulnerable. So I think like we have a real sense of like, is it okay to move like this? Are you comfortable doing this? Like, how does this feel if we balance on this leg? How does that feel? I'll hold your hand. Like, we'll walk you through all of this. And I think the dances that you guys end up, that you always end up making with this person is challenging, but I would say it's also slow, right? Like that's fair to say.
I don't know if that's like an
insult to choreography.
No.
But it's very deliberate. It's very rigorous, and there's a real sense of weight to it that I think, I don't know, it feels precarious, and I think we handle it like it's a fragile thing.
Yeah.
And then
absolutely.
Do you remember what Stephanie did as her warm up in order to get into the mindset to do that very precarious, careful dance?
I do. It was the most vigorous, like it had jumps in it. There were like huge swinging arms. Like she just sort of danced her heart out too, I believe, while we were sound checking or teching to Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, as I feel so often, it was just a fantastic dance. Like it felt like you saw her like burst out, like the way you always want dancers to like burst into movement. Like I think the sort of like quintessential feeling that people have when they think, when the dancer walks on stage, is they think like, I want to sort of burst into movement, and you do it for me. And she just did it. That's kind of like everything you would want to do or see when you hear that song. And she just did it as an improv to warm up.
I thought it was insane.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I loved about it so much was that like, I couldn't tell if she was trying to say to us, like, you know, I could also just do this.
Yeah.
Because I would put on this Queen song, because it's like the last song of the show, and I would just like walk around and listen to the sound, and she would explode onto the stage. It was like the song came on, and she was like, this is my song. And it's not a short song, right? Like, you dance to it, and you, like, and it's, you do a very calisthenic dance to it, I will say. Yeah. And, like, it seems like it's pretty exhausting, and everybody who's doing it with you is, like, pretty beat by the end of it. And she would just come out and just, like, explode onto the stage. The lights we'd be in, like, work lights. Like, the ushers would be, like, putting, like, the programs out. And she would just, like, explode in this type of movement that I had no idea that she could do.
I know. Just dance her heart out. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was incredible. Yeah. But don't you feel that there are moments with the cast that we're working with, the you know, like the incredible group of dancers that were in their like 20s and early 30s that we worked with, and that they're just moments on a break where they're messing around and suddenly they just do a perfect triple pirouette, or they do some like incredible like upside down balance, and you just realize like, oh my God, it's such an act of generosity that you're just like this deeply spectacular dancer, and you give yourself and your artistry to us for a week, and we ask you to like obsessively snap or do these things that, you know, in so many ways it's like you're just so much, you're so much like, and I'm sort of putting like quotes around this because I believe in what we do, and I think that there's like so much meaning and movement, and it doesn't have to be spectacular to be moving, to be, you know, interesting and compelling. But I do feel like all the dancers that work with us, that there's a reserve in their back pockets where they, if we wanted the show, the dancing, to suddenly become sort of like awe-inspiring, they've got that. Yeah. You know, like it's, they're just, and when we go and see the performers that we work with in other shows, I feel like oftentimes we're just sort of like floored.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we realize, oh gosh, we're asking you to walk around with your hands in your pocket, to pretend like you tripped on something, to pretend like somebody called your name and you're like, what? You know, like we're sort of asking you to do all these other things.
Yeah, completely.
And you've got an arsenal of moves, you know.
I remember feeling that hugely with, and this wasn't this past year, but it was close enough, but with Keon, actually, when we were PAC NYC. And because we made a piece for the like opening night of PAC NYC, and Keon, who we didn't know, I mean, it was the first time we ever worked with Keon, and
Shannon Hummel, who has an amazing company and a school, Keon is one of was a student of hers, and now is one of the teachers in the school, and is just this incredible mover, and we invited him to be a part of our work.
Yeah. Which like was a very, I don't know. So the piece that you choreographed was like a very, I would say like it started off in a kind of like almost what I would think of, but I have no idea if this is, I shouldn't even say this phrase, but I've heard you say it and now I'm going to apply it to the situation, but it was sort of like a chorus line meets like classic modern dance.
Yeah. Yeah. With a bunch of sort of like postmodern walking thrown in.
Oh, see, that's where I went wrong. And you so beautifully said yes, and then you said no.
Well, I feel like so somebody would post-modern. Be like, I'm sorry, but where was the Lamone technique in that? And I'd be like,
I don't even know what you're talking about. But I mean, I know the words. So I'm sorry, it was postmodern walking.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a dash of everything. We did have one Martha Graham contraction in there, which, of course, we would just call, you know, Graham technique.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, but Keon, like, he did the dance beautifully.
So beautifully.
Like, he just so well. It's like, so totally well. And then during tech, I remember during tech, like, we finished. Yeah. And there's just that kind of like lull that there is after tech where you're sort of like, did we finish? Do we have to do it again? Let's wait here. Do we ever get up stage? Like, and he, you know, you guys were all kind of talking and I was in the house listening and watching the piece. And he just like, you guys ended and there was this lull and he just started breakdancing.
Yeah.
Or street, like, I think you'd call it breakdancing. I don't even know what he would call it, but. And it wasn't like big and flashy. It wasn't like spinning around or jumping or like he was just doing this sort of like little moves. Yeah. Like maybe there was some like pop locking moves in there. I don't know. There was just this way that he was like kind of nervously filling the time with the way that his body wants to move. And I was like, this is not at all what you are doing in our postmodern walk piece.
Yeah, I know.
But it's so crazy to me. This is like a totally different way of moving, and you adapt yourself to like your way of moving.
Yeah. It's so, and you're not even playing a part. Like, I think the thing that's so strange about dancers is that, you know, it's you. It's like entirely you. Like, you're using your body. Your body is what you know, like your body just sort of is so essentially who you are. And it just feels, I think when you see a dancer on stage, you just feel like that's how they move. That's how they want to move. That's sort of who they are. Right. In a way that you don't, you know, I think when you see an actor and they're speaking, you just sort of know like that's not Iago.
Right, like that's Quincy Tyler Bernstein playing Iago.
Exactly, yeah. Which wouldn't that be phenomenal?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll watch her do anything.
Of course, agreed. Yeah, I would see anything that she did as well. Yeah.
Yes, and so it's this funny thing where I think like for dancers, there's this real generosity, you know, that you spend. Most often that, you know, many of us start really young and we spend all this time training and being able to do like this really wide variety of movement. And then in every piece, you're just asked to do such a like small sliver of that. But anybody in the audience just sort of thinks like, that's what you do. That must be how you move.
Yeah.
And it's just not. It's like, I don't know. I feel like there's just a real generosity, I think, in the way that dancers like lend themselves to projects, and then projects, you know, or dances sort of use who they are in a way. And one thing I really love so much about the running show is that you interview everybody and we actually hear who people are. And I think that it's that idea that you're sort of, that we, as dancers, we like lend ourselves to the project. But then I feel like what I love about the way the running show works is that the show, the structure of the show itself actually reminds the audience that these are individuals who have made this choice to be a dancer and the show reveals what that choice has meant, or, you know, small pieces of what that choice has meant, which I think goes a ways towards sort of the dance equivalent of saying like, there's so much more here.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell if what you're talking about, like the way you're talking about it and what you're talking about to me, you're going to turn this around so quickly, I'm sure, but really it just sounds really sad.
I know.
Like, I know. It just sounds really disappointing and potentially really frustrating to feel like,
I know.
Like, as a dancer, that you get sort of known for this kind of thing that you feel like is a narrow piece of yourself. It's always really funny to me how I feel like I have heard you talk about like the life of a dancer so much.
Yeah.
Like in front of groups of people, like in front of dancers who want to hear about it. Like I think like, and you, I think you just have so much empathy and genuine love and, I don't know, care for like the life of dancers and the experiences that they're going through as they pursue dance.
Yeah.
I never hear you talk about choreographers. And it's just occurring to me right now that I think like you're not really interested in it.
No.
Yeah. No.
I feel like you're doing what you want to do. Good for you.
And is that because like ultimately like you think of yourself as a performer and a dancer?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the and the choreography is enabling
totally
you to be performing.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, everybody warm up on your own.
It's okay to just go around touching all your stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got a balloon in your pocket, just pull on it.
If you want to just walk through your entrance 18 times.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We believe in that.
The space is yours.
Yeah. We believe in that. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk to you at our next episode.
All right. My friend.
Yeah. What's up?
Do we need to pitch?
Oh my gosh. We have to do the pitch. Yeah. Here. Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, we are so excited. This whole episode has been around the amazing people that we work with and how they inspire us and how we spend our resources. I believe 80% of our annual income goes to fees and salaries for the people we work with. Thanks for thinking of us. Thinking of us.
Did you say thanks for thinking of us? Thinking of us?
Thinking of us, and then I realized I was out of town. Time.
And town.
And town. I'm out of town as well.
You did great. I really think the way we're doing it now, where I just sort of fire up into it.
It's really good. Yeah. I think it's better than my need to, you know, really talk myself through it. The song is good. Take my hand.